Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, which will be operating this coming week. And very excited to see all these boats that we're looking at tied up to the dock, not there right. anymore, right? Indeed. And what a great guest we have today, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. We're talking calicos, yellows, tuna, more. You want to talk fishing? This is your spot.
Yeah, man. I just want to go fishing on that rocket ship Ranger that he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a great show and lots of great info. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Be a part of the second hour. Let's Talk Hookup at 833-288-0973. Not only is that your straight line to talk to Captain Benny, also an opportunity to win a great prize. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, at the end of today's show, we're going to pick one lucky caller, and they're going to get a brand new handmade high-carbon steel Anza fillet knife. How cool is that?
Yeah, indeed. All right. So if you want to get – been a busy morning this morning, but if you want to get through, just keep on trying. 833-288-0973. Time for the catch report, Rick.
You got it, man. Let's find out what's biting out there. Our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Bring your private boat catch to Fisherman's Processing and give it the treatment that it deserves. Drop your fish off between 8 and noon. You catch, they process. Let the experts fillet and vacuum pack your fish into table-ready portions. Fish Pros, the market is now open for fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. And also check out the brand-new Pokey Sauce and Pokey Mix combo. See them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. You were so right about that Pokey kit. It is so good and so easy. Like the So the spice they've always had, but the sauce is it. It's a combination of all of the normal wet ingredients that you would put in Pokey. You literally pull your bag of Fisherman's Processing fish out, cut it up into cubes, throw it in a bowl, add your dry, add the wet, mix it up, and you look like you have this all-star, you know, mama family recipe from 100 years ago of the best poke you've ever had in seconds.
Yeah.
It's so good. You were so right.
We had it for dinner again last
really
night.
Really good.
You know, we were fortunate to catch some yellowfin tuna on Wednesday aboard Field Research and took it to Fisherman's Processing on Thursday. It was ready. It was processed and ready to go Thursday afternoon. I had to go buy another pokey kit mix. And the pokey kit is the new pokey sauce as well as the spice mix, too. So that's the pokey combo that they sell at Fisherman's Processing. Had to buy another one because Lolly keeps giving it away to all her friends. And we got and they're all now buying it. You know, everybody's
so
like, to turn it on. It's like, oh, my God, this stuff is like, where'd you get that stuff? You get it at Fisherman's Processing.
It is full-on restaurant killer poke. It's fantastic, and there's nothing.
I'm gonna go a step further. It's the best poke I've ever had.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's. I don't think you could in a 5-star restaurant. I don't think they could
it's
do better.
It's great. Yeah,
and you can do it yourself with this poke kit, and you can order it online. If you're out of the area, you can't get by Liberty Station, just go online at fishermansprocessing.com. Go to their Fish Pros the Market section and just buy it online. I got you hungry now, Vinny?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Benny. Great show here, man.
Morning, Mark.
And Benny, I got a special Palos Verdes report from the old days for you when I wrap this up.
Nice.
So this has been one of those kind of good news, bad news weekends coming up here, guys. Good news is we've got a lot of fish around. Bad news, unfortunately, the wind machine is going to get cranked up a little bit, more than a little, actually.
Yeah.
At the islands right now, Catalina first here. I've been getting more and more reports, a lot of guys getting out and about over there. And it's really kind of weird right now with the springtime coming along, water's much warmer, cleaner, and everything's waking up over there. I got a text from one of my friends up fishing over there right now, and he was just shocked at the amount of perch and small bass and mackerels and smelt and just everything. He said there's more biomass than he's ever seen around his boat before. This guy knows how to fish Catalina. But it makes it tough to get through all those little critters to get at the yellows and the sea bass, of which there's more than a few around. But best bet for the yellows right now is Solotrola mackerel. You get a bite on a big mackerel, it will be worthy. And squid situation over there is marginal. There's a few dabs backside east. I had friends looking around. I know they caught a little, but not too much, enough to fish with. You know, the better bait is backside middle up in that Ben Weston area there. Sea bass fishing on the moon here was a little better, a little bit of big fish around. But definitely it's just been a different year, man. Fish has definitely fallen some different patterns here this year. At San Clemente Island, definitely saw some good signal on the yellows on the front side here earlier in the week. Really good scores on mixed grade fish. Surface iron, yo-yo iron, and bait was all doing the job on the fish there. It's really nice to see that volume showing up. But definitely a tougher day yesterday. I had friends there, and they had a little flash there first thing in the morning, like gray light. And they had a couple that they missed. They got one on a bait, one on a jig, but they're nice ones, 21 pounds. But it was over by 6:30, 7 o'clock, and just struggling for the whole rest of the day. It just kind of went to sleep over there. A lot of fishing around there, though. And then along the coast, big news in the Long Beach area here is a good volume of barracuda that moved in up on the horseshoe. We've seen very little of that in past years. Hopefully they opt to stick around. I mean, it's just good, fun fishing. And lots of inshore threshers still around for you guys who want to catch a thresher shark. Clouds of bait there off of Huntington Beach, and threshers are definitely on it. And a few big sea bass mixed in there, several in the 60s here this week. So quite a bit going on in the local scene. And Benny here, just for you, I was listening to that Calco Bass report. You guys were talking about those big bass at Palos Verdes you were fishing. Well, I fished up there extensively for many, many years back in the late 70s when there was like no kelp. And we could get right in and 5, 10, 12 feet of water and cast right up on the beach with surface iron, catch them whopper calico bass. So I was up there where Marineland used to be. It's where that Terramar Resort is now. Fishing a couple little boiler rocks there and cast
a
big jig.
Oh, he's giving the secrets away.
Yeah. Well, it's in the closure now, so it doesn't matter. it's all closed up. But there was this one little spot. There's a big crack in between two rocks, and every time you get the jig in there right, you'd almost always get something worthy. So I hooked one about 2 or 3 pounds, and I'm winding him in and get him up about 20 feet from the boat. All of a sudden, just like you had mentioned, you see this giant shadow come up, and I'm thinking, oh, God, there's a black sea bass going to eat this calico. And it was a calico bass of absolutely stupendous proportions trying to eat this
wow.
2 to 3 pounder. And he hung out there for just long enough for me to get a good look at him and then took off. And I pounded that spot 100 more times and never, never saw it again. But I had Charlie Davis, the late great Charlie Davis, fishing with me for years. And we fished up there. And he was telling me he used to run lobster traps up there. And he caught an 18-pound calico bass in one of his lobster traps.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's fish way bigger than a world record.
You know what's funny, Mark, is that whole closure area, it kills me going by Vicente. The other day we went by, and there was a full foamer of 20-plus pound yellows just off the point, which, you know, where they come up eating that bait, a full foamer of yellows. And my guys literally were freaking out. I go, don't look. We just keep going. Just don't look.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, you know, fishdope.com and the guys, Danny and the boy, and Jeff and the boys have been doing such a phenomenal job keeping private boat anglers on the fish throughout the whether it be Catalina, San Clemente Island, offshore, inshore. They're on it every day. And I was talking to Danny the other day, and he was telling me he monitors like 15 different radios. I was like, does that drive your wife crazy? He goes, oh, yeah. But he's on it, and he knows exactly, and has the communications and does what needs to be done to get the information out to anglers. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714 1-800-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we got a lot of fish around, guys. And with all this getting opened up and them San Diego guys going to go out there and find some for us, man, we're going to have some really good reports here for the next foreseeable future.
Oh, yeah. Awesome, man. That sounds great. Well, great job, Mark. We appreciate that. And we will look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Appreciate that. Well, as we're waiting to hear, maybe we'll get a little bonus report, but that's going to wrap us up for now. And that report is sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, the boys set out to develop a new hook that was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle this grade of bluefin and yellowfin that we've been catching in recent times. You know, all this yellowfin at Guadalupe is 75 to 100 pounds, mm-hmm. and all this big bluefin we're catching that now has 70-pound average and 150-pounders are not uncommon, but you're having to fish it with traditional live bait gear and traditional live sardines. The answer to that problem that we've been facing is that new Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. It's a very similar design to the Gamakatsu with a heavier gauge wire, so the hook wire is still light enough for your bait to swim well, plenty strong to tackle 100, 150-pound fish. It's a fantastic hook that it comes available ringed or non-ring. It's a great option, and it's available at your selected tackle stores. Get that hook. Be ready to get bit.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, it's on. It's our first San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast. It's going to be Saturday, June 20th. That's 2 weeks from today. And we're going to be at Encinitas Ford. It's going to be your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher Limited Load 8-day trip in November. And the Searcher is celebrating, of course, their 50th anniversary. And this trip is prime time for Guadalupe Island, the Ridge, and more. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Hydrus Foul Weather Gear, the best on the market. Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses. Going to be lots of giveaways, too. All you need to do is just show up. You do need to show up with masks and practice social distancing. Nobody will be permitted without a mask on.
Okay.
But we'll be practicing social distancing and all that stuff. But check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And we'll see you Saturday, June 20th, at Encinitas Ford. That's corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. That is going to be a great time to kick it off.
Yeah,
right?
That's the
we had to delay it a few weeks, but we're there. Had a good time with Mark Wheeler fishing on Wednesday, and Mark and I talked it over, and it's there's
it's
so much great Ford product to show off, and the deals at Ford are so great now. He's going to be talking it up, and we'll have Rosie Flowers from Sadro Sport Fishing at that broadcast
cool.
too. So that's going to be a fun time.
All right. Well, hey, let's find out what's going on the water. We got the man standing by, very excited to have this phone call. Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Doing great, Frank. So, some good news. We heard from Ken Frankie earlier, and so what's that mean?
Well, Pete, I think the whole thing's been a shameful injustice of what has been done to the sport fishing fleet, but that does us little or no good at this point. We just got to move forward. So
yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I think at this point it's just important to point out to our passengers that the fleet has spent considerable money, not only in things such as in disinfectants and training crews and all of the types of things that we need to do on our vessels to ensure their safety. But they've really spent a huge amount of money when you consider that they've pretty much across the board cut their loads in half.
Wow.
And that is a huge hit financially, but mm-hmm. it's better than not running. So, the skippers and the crews have met, discussed protocols that they have to put into place, the landing owners, my God, have had meetings after meetings putting things together. And I think probably most important to point out is that we need the cooperation of our passengers in realizing that some individuals may not be worried about COVID-19, but there are others who are extremely worried.
Yep.
So that's about all I really have to say, Pete. I just hope that our health department gets us operating before Friday, because every day has been so costly to this fleet. Go ahead, Pete.
Frank, by cutting passenger loads, how is one that operates a sport fishing boat going to make a living?
Well, you know what? They're just working on a lot less profit, okay? as you well know, we have a short, the all-day boats, the whatever, the half-day boats, they have a short season in which they have to make it. But, you know, they're going to, you know, the thing that does help, I think, quite a bit is that at least for the time being, for the next few weeks, fuel is cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have got some PPP money, which will help a little bit. But, you know, they're just working on a less of a profit thing. And it's just like Tim Ekstrom said this morning after he returned from a crew trip. He said it just felt so great. And you got to remember that a lot of these guys, when I say felt so great to be out there fishing, and they were out there yesterday. I'm sure he's probably talked to you, but it was just, you know, for a lot of these guys, they just need to get out on the water and take their passengers fishing.
No question about it.
It's time.
Yeah.
Frank,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
What's it mean for the Royal Polaris and the Shogun as far as passengers?
Well, I can give you a perfect example, Pete. Okay. I just took some trips that were day and a half and 3 day trips in July, and I cut the loads way down, and I cut my gross by $3,000.
Wow.
So, yeah. And in fact, there's a perfect example of the Let's Talk hookup trip in December. It's now limited to 20 passengers,
okay.
16 with single rooms, and two rooms with two people each, which would be family members.
Okay.
The cost is up, of course, but yeah. the gross is still nowhere near what it would have been the other way.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
so that's what a lot of operators have done.
Yeah.
And you know, right now, we're in survival mode. We've lost, you know, this could have been the best season we ever had.
Yeah.
When you look back and think about the fact that guys were running full loads before March 15th, and forget what we lost in March, but April and May were fabulous fishing, and we were all tied to the dock. And now, you know, all the way to June 12th, that's half of June.
Yeah.
So it's been a tough one to swallow.
Well, so moving forward, Frank, it looks like this Friday, June 12th, do we have spots that we can book online at fishermanslanding.com?
There are spots on some boats. I don't believe there's too much for Friday, but there is for the rest of the week. You'll find spots that you can find on certain boats.
Of course.
And it's just not Fisherman's Landing. It's Point Loma Landing, Seaforth. You know, all of them have got some openings at some point.
Okay.
I wouldn't try to be booking the San Diego or the Liberty because but Ryan Bostian, he's booked up for the next 30 days, I believe.
Is that right?
And the Liberty's booked up at least for the next 10, so, you know.
Wow.
Frank, but I know we've had several calls, and I think that, you know, to nobody's fault, you know, we've been talking about the show, like everything is forever changing, but there's been a lot of concern about guys going on day-and-a-half trips that have open-style berthing. Will those trips still be available once we get the green light to go, and do you have any idea of how those guys are going to, you know, handle keeping everybody safe but still get us out and fishing?
I do know that they're cutting down on their loads. And I would assume that they're going to make sure that the bunks that they – it would be very similar to going into Pizza Nova right now. As you notice, every other table is serviced so that there's 6 feet of social distancing. I'm assuming – I don't own a bunk boat personally, but I'm assuming that boats like the Pacific Queen and the Condor are going to make a strong effort to keep people 6 feet apart in berths.
Yeah. Perfect. But the good news is it looks like Friday or earlier, we're going fishing. C4 Sport Fishing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, Fisherman's Landing. Get online, book your trip, and, of course, Royal Polaris Shogun, be ready. Royal Star, the American Angler, Red Rooster, the Independence. I mean, all the Searcher, all the sport fishing boats will be ready to rock, right?
By the way, Pete, you were talking about Searcher's 8-day trip earlier. I got to tell you, Art has done such a fabulous job on that boat. It looks absolutely beautiful, okay?
It does. Celebrating 50 years this year with the Searcher and the former Cape Polaris. That Art and Celia have just done a fantastic job.
Yes, they
Frank Lopresti, thanks for all your hard work. I know you've been working diligently on working with Ken and everybody trying to get this thing to happen.
Yeah, and I've also caused a lot of trouble.
Yeah, well, that's good, you know. We needed to.
That's all right, buddy. I like it.
All right, Frank. Thanks a lot, and thanks for the good news.
Thanks, Frank. That's cool. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Why don't we jump right back into them? If you want to get your shot in the second hour, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Paul, called us from Bellflower this morning. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hello, fellas. Hello, Pete, Rick, and Benny.
How's everything going? Great.
Good morning. Okay, Benny, how did you get the Coastal Charters going? And, you know, how did you get all started up? How did it all come together? And just one quick thing. Yeah, Pete, all this stuff going on, this is killing me. But, yeah, it's like an hour conversation. But anyway, so, Benny, how did it all start?
Yeah, it's okay. It started per chance. You know, I was in the restaurant business for 35 years, and then I took a year off, and I went and got my six-pack license, OUPV license, and thought maybe I'll do a couple of trips. And, you know, mind you, before then I had really good support group. You know, Shimano has been my biggest supporter over the years. I think I'm like at 15 years now.
Wow.
As a, you know, started out as a pro staff. Now I'm an ambassador. Now I'm a contracted pro. So you have to have a really good support group to start, and I had the equipment. And I just decided to do a few trips, and in 2012, 2013, a few more. 2014, it just exploded when we started getting that really good yellowtail fishing out front there in Long Beach. And then, you know, I always had a pretty strong client base to fish bass. So it just grew and grew and grew. And I kind of tailored my service to non-fishing guide. There's a lot of guides, you know, that fish, that, you know, take the bow. I've never been that guy. So I've always been one to really concentrate on learning, positioning, teaching, you know, mentoring people when they come on the boat. Catching always helps, you know, but a lot of times that's what it was. And just trying to entertain the people that come on the boat. And, you know, a lot of them become friends and have been fishing with me for years. I've seen their kids grow up, and they continue to be regular guests on the boat. So that's how I basically started. And then, you know, I gained some great sponsors along the way. So,
yeah, you have. You have nothing but the best. Shimano, Maui Jim, AFCO,
Olukai. Oh, yeah. You know, now it's Optima Batteries. And, of course, for the last 6 years, it's been Ranger Mercury. And now Humminbird Minn Kota. I've gone to different electronics companies. So we'll see how that works out once I get the new boat, which should be this week, I hope.
Oh, you're getting a new boat.
Yeah, I've gone with a 2020 Ranger 25. Same boat. You know, they... When I ordered the boat, I asked for 8 speakers. They just go, what?
What?
I go, 4 is just not enough when I'm running.
Right. Yeah,
I'm
man.
Like, you know,
tunes
we all like to blow tunes when we're going a long distance. So they just couldn't fathom. He goes, oh, we'll just throw it in. You put them wherever you want. So
so cool.
So anyways, you know, the boat's comfortable, 20, you know, 25 foot. You know, so social distancing with three anglers is great. I hide behind the console while everybody else. But lately it's just been 1 or 2 anglers. So it's been real, real comfortable. If a person wants to fish by themselves, you know, there's some ways we can work out, you know, your budget, because I get it, you know, going to Catalina at $750 for one person is kind of costly, but we can work something out, you know, to make it cost effective for you. But yeah, that's pretty much how the start is, and I continue to support, you know, the people that support me.
That's awesome. You do. You're the best ambassador.
Thanks.
All these products, period. I mean, there's nobody else in the business that does what Benny Florentino does for the companies that support him.
Yeah,
I completely
agree with that, for sure.
And I only can talk about the companies I represent. I can't talk about why this company, another rod and reel manufacturer, does what they do. I can only tell you what Shimano does and why I feel, you know, this product works in certain situations. So,
well, I can tell you why that Shimano product is so good. It's because Shimano invests in guys like you. I mean, you have gear and put it through the ringer of actual testing for such a long period of time before that product comes out. Most companies spend all their time and effort and they engineer it and they think, okay, this is plenty good enough. We need to get this thing to market and start recouping our loss. Shimano doesn't do that. They come out with the reel, they give it to Benny, then it gets tweaked, then it goes back again, then it might get tweaked some more. Right. Maybe they hit a home run the first time, maybe they don't at all, but like there's guys like yourself that put so much effort into that, and you give the appropriate feedback, and then the appropriate changes are made. So by the time we get it, it's right.
Right. And I'm not afraid to say if a product is you know inferior or not. I don't have because I know first and foremost I'm a consumer. So if something doesn't perform to what I like it to, I'm going to say, hey, this here's the opportunities of this reel and why, and here's what we can do to try to improve it. So you know you have to be very positive in the feedback, but you have to also be pretty forthright, saying, hey, this doesn't work because this, you know. Yeah.
And they want to know.
They want to know.
That's why Shimano is so good, is they want to know from guys like you that are on the water every day fishing it, this is what you need to do to make this thing perfect.
Yeah, right. Some people are afraid of giving a negative comment.
Right.
Like, negative comments are so much more important than the positive ones.
Yep.
You know, they already know they got good stuff, but if something's wrong, some people are afraid of telling you how it is, and those are the most important things.
It could be the most minute thing that bothers me, like the latch that opens up the side plate for the tranks. That it was cutting, it kept poking me and cutting me, and I go, you know, we need to change this. We need to trim it down and be flush with that, so that way it doesn't inhibit casting. And you have this, like, you know, they go, that's kind of minor. I go, no, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it makes a difference to me, I'm sure it makes a difference to the anglers.
No doubt about it. So. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Carl Schmidt is on from Fisherman's Landing. What?
Carl said he was able to answer some of those questions we were having about birthing and then that mess up. What's up, Carl?
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
What's up?
We're doing a lot better now with that good news.
Yeah, I'm super happy about that. The last couple months have been very tiring. I'm sure Rick has probably mentioned how many phone calls we make and everything, but now we can start making some good phone calls.
Yeah.
Some of the guys, the questions we're getting are what about the upcoming trips for this week? We're going to take those trips one day at a time, maybe a couple days at a time. We don't want to jump the gun or be late on anything. So if we get to go ahead before Friday or Thursday, we'll start running trips sooner than that. So if guys are on the trips between now and this upcoming Friday, just hang tough. If you guys want to move, we could try to work something out for everyone, but hang tough. Some of the boats have dropped their loads on their trips here. I know the Tomahawk has. Some of the other boats are waiting to see what the final requirements are going to be for loads. So when whatever the new requirements on that will be, then we'll adjust our loads and we'll call everyone and let everyone know what will be happening. Important thing for the guys that have open berthing, even staterooms, guys do need to bring their own pillow and blanket for the time being. And between trips and throughout the trip, the guys will go down there and wipe down the bunks and keep them clean and try to keep everything sanitized as much as possible throughout the day, inside the galley, the heads, the bunk rooms, and stuff like that. We're going to encourage everyone to stay out of the bunks and out of the galley as much as possible in the fresh air and stuff like that when it is safe and when we're traveling and stuff like that. Obviously, when we're fishing, everyone's going to be out hopefully catching 60 to 60-plus pound bluefin and some nice great yellowfin stuff.
That's a really good call that we need to, you know, everybody needs to think about and remember of the pillows and blankets. I know that's been a requirement from other people that have been running, and sounds like the same here, is that, you know, you want to make sure, you know, because we're all used to that, and so make sure to grab your pillow and grab your blanket, grab a sleeping bag from home, because you'll need that.
Yep. And then a couple other things is, guys are coming down. We normally ask to be here an hour or so before the trip. There are going to be some extra protocols checking people in with some extra signing some papers and asking questions about if you've been around people with COVID-19 and stuff like that. So we're asking everyone to be down there a couple hours early, at least 2 hours early, so we could get everyone off the dock in a timely manner and stuff like that. So if you guys could do that, that would help process everyone at night or in the morning and stuff like that. And we asked all the customers, like Frank was saying, hey, it's going to be a challenge for the first couple weeks till we learn the new routine and the new process and everything.
Indeed.
Yep.
Well, Carl,
thanks for calling us. Fisherman'sLanding.com. Make your reservations. Give a call to the guys in the office, and let's go fishing.
Yeah, we're ready, Carl. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Guys want to go fishing. Weekends are almost sold out through June and beginning of July.
Wow.
Trips are filling up very fast during the week. And, guys, if you are on trips, just be patient. We'll call everyone and update everyone as they go. I'm sure the guys in the morning have been slammed with phone calls. I'll be down in the landing in about an hour or so helping them answer questions and phone calls.
All right, Carl. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for the report and the info, and we're glad we're going to see you next week and go fishing. Appreciate it very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great information with Benny. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at FastlaneKayaking.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Benny.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Mark from Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
Mark? Hey, I got two questions for Benny. You already answered one of my the question I had about the lead heads and the size of them. But what depth do you run the rig at, you know, and what's your most memorable experience you had while fishing?
Memorable. I'll do that first because there's been a number of memorable ones. Just recently, I posted a picture of both me and my son at Clemente. And mind you, we went halfway around the island, and, you know, we 3:30 in the afternoon, which always happens at that island. When it's windy, the fish go on the bite. You don't want to leave. You already know you're going to get your butt kicked coming home, but you stay. I mean, he had 14 pounds on one jerkbait. It was wide.
Wait.
What?
14 pounds on one jerkbait.
Yeah.
Explain that.
He had a 6-plus and an 8-plus on a 190 Lucky Craft.
So front hook and back hook.
Front hook, back hook.
6 and an 8.
Yeah.
And change.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mind you, it was wide open, 4 to 6 pound surface iron stuff.
Oh, my God.
Just biting. You just don't go, we're going to go.
Yeah.
We stayed till pretty much near dark. That was, and I don't know how many bass. We weren't counting. It was just biting. And all good ones. I think we had some more sevens and eights and sixes. Laughed the whole time. It was just phenomenal.
How cool.
And then, of course, the day I just had with Gus and Gary at Palos Verdes, you know. But, God, there's just been so many memorable days, you know, being out on the water as much as you do. There's a lot of memorable days.
You Matt, you mentioned Matt, your son, and you raised him right because he's a calico bass fiend now too, right?
Yeah,
where'd he get that?
He's a snob now. He fishes for one fish, but I guess, you know, and he likes fishing shallow. I think what I did was I used to be that guy where, you know, I was after one fish and put a lot of time into catching that one fish, and he's still in search of the 10-pounder. Which most anglers are out there. It's not, they don't grow on trees, right? So, but yeah, that would have to be a couple of the memorable ones. There's been some great trips catching, you know, wide open yellowtail fishing on a surface iron, you know, catching over 100 at Clemente on the 9 with my partner Eric. Just phenomenal on January 1st, no doubt.
Wow.
Man, I just can't. There's just been so many, so many.
A lot of good trips and a lot of good trips to come too. And that's, you know, that's the thing is, like, I remember memorable trips going fishing with you. It's like every time I think about those trips, like, I got to go fishing with Benny again because, I mean, it's so much fun. And what you provide is such a value for what you give for people that go fishing with you.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes I lose myself because I think, God, we only caught 20 bass. But, you know, I have to put it in perspective because, you know, my thought of a really good day could be different than, you know, some of my guests, you know, good days. I mean, the day we went to Clemente, but yet – Steve Pazel. He caught that 7-pounder.
Right.
It was kind of a tough day, but he got a 7-pounder.
Nice.
You know, it's
yeah.
Really good one. You know, it's just days like that. The day we fished with Dart at, you know, up in the West End, it had good surface iron fishing.
Oh yeah.
So you can go on and on. I mean, yeah. I mean, that's some of the things that provide. I mean, you know, I get really impatient in areas. We make 20 casts, we don't get bit. I'm moving. I'm finding areas that want to bite, and they could be a small area. So, memories, really good memories. And, you know, from, again, yellowtail, wide open yellowtail fishing at Catalina, Clemente, and even local. So, and bass fishing, just, yeah, it's a lot of them there. And I don't remember the other question.
I gotta ask you one based on that, based on knowing you. What are you, all things equal, you're on the bow, you're going to make a cast, and what are you more stoked to? Make a cast knowing you're going to hook a big bass on a weedless swim bait, or making a cast knowing you're hooking a big yellow on a surface iron?
Oh, my gosh.
I know that's not a fair question, but I'm asking
anyway.
It's not.
I mean, you know, Ricky knows that nothing like throwing a surface iron for yellows and you come tight and he's pulling line. I make the funniest laugh because it's the best, you know. Long cast. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you see, like, these giants coming up trying to eat a weedless, that's pretty spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're both that's an unfair question.
Yeah.
I got to put a plug in for our buddy Corey. Those MC weedless are so much fun to fish.
That 7-inch, yeah. I mean, that 7-inch weedless, the fish they don't just bite it. It's inhale.
They eat it.
They inhale them. I can't tell you how many fish over 8 I've caught on that bait. You know, I mean. I just did a post of how many 9s and 10s that, you know, these are 9s and 10s.
Yeah, I mean, 9 and 10 calico bass.
That's been on my boat. There's been 5 10s that I've held on my boat in the last, within the last 10 years.
Wow.
Okay, so, And then nines, I don't know how many nines, but I think I posted about six or seven of them that I personally caught. So
unbelievable.
But, yeah, I've been very blessed to be in that. Sure. But, you know, you have to put yourself in that position. It's like the guys flying the kite for those 300-pounders. You got to put yourself in a position and be lucky.
Yeah.
You know, luck is always...
Always on your side. You
always got to be lucky.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to talk about... when you're talking about casting and you're talking about the Tranks and the Corrados and such like that, you're putting Power Pro version 2 Super A Slick?
Yeah, on some of them I do. You know, I just added Trinidad 16 Narrows to my quiver, two of them, and I put the version 2 Super 8 Slick 65 on them. And for throwing the lighter surface iron for bass and some yellows.
Yeah.
But I actually got them because they're on a 90 M, so it's a little bit lighter rod for throwing the heavier surface iron. But it's a great leadhead and squid outfit.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, it's probably the best for fishing bass and yellows.
Really?
Because it has that really soft tip. So when
the 90 M.
90 M, yeah.
Terramar.
That's actually Robbie Gant's favorite rod for throwing the surface iron.
Okay.
But I added a 16 for a little bit more oomph to it. So if you do hook a big yellow, a big sea bass, or a nice calico, you've got a lot of pulling power. But, yeah, and I also have them on my 300s, and I have a couple, like 30-pound on my lighter spinning outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is smooth.
Yeah,
smooth,
it's really smooth. Yeah, cast really nice.
Cast really
nice. So what's your standard setup for like a regular bass?
So, again, regular bass setup would be a 300 Tranks. This is swim bait, weedless, 300 Tranks, a Terramar 80M. Surface iron.
But as far as the line, Power Pro.
Power Pro, it would be Max Quattro.
Max Quattro, okay.
Like Max Quattro. So, because the... you know, you fish 65 on it, it's like fishing 50.
Yeah.
You fish 80, like on my 400 HGs, I'm fishing them on 8.5-foot Terramar jig sticks. For people that just can't do the 9-foot and the 500 Tranks, it's perfect for kids throwing the surface iron. I can't tell you how many 10-year-olds I've taught how to cast a surface iron with that 400 HG and 80-inch. It's perfect because it's lightweight. It's manageable. The reel's palmable for the kids, you know. And they could zing it a mile on that thing.
Yeah.
So again, 65-pound max on a Tranks 300 and a Terramar medium heavy, 80 MH. And for surface iron, Tranks 500, 80-pound max, 90H is perfect for throwing the surface iron.
Perfect.
Whether calico bass or... yellows.
All right.
I like it.
Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Rick in Temecula next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. excuse me. I'm looking to buy my son a new setup. His birthday's coming up here in a month. And I wanted to get Benny's recommendation on his favorite or best setup for calico bass.
How old is he?
He's going to be 20.
20.
All right.
Oh, then
no more teenagers.
I was just saying that Tranks 300, Terramar medium heavy, and 65 Max Quattro would be a perfect setup for fishing calicos. And if it were me, and he's been really good at 20, I would get him two outfits. I would get him that Corrado DC and a Terramar 80M. So now you've got a heavier swim bait, weedless, then you have a lighter. Outfit, and you know that other outfit you can use at the bays also, you know, for fishing for spotties and halibut, any of the bays, whether it's Mission Bay or San Diego Bay, fishing from a skiff or a rental.
All right, good suggestions. Hey, lucky kid, happy birthday.
Great.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Chuck from Long Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Great.
Morning, Chuck.
You kind of touched on it a bit, Benny. I was going to say, for those of us that can't bring a container of gear with us when we go, like we're fishing kayaks or skiffs or party boats, got to do a couple of two or three rods and a couple of trays of baits, what would you be taking?
On a kayak, if you're fishing inner harbor, it would be anything 4-inch, you know, Corey's swim baits or even his slug, and then half-ounce war bait heads, and probably some of the half-ounce dark sleepers, and a couple of the medium deep diving crankbaits. That should get you by Inner Harbor. If you're kayaking to the break wall or outside, 1 ounce war bait head, 5 inch swim bait, any color for Corey's baits, the 5 inch Viejos. And, you know, that's pretty much it for outside. Keep it simple.
Yeah. Not a ton of gear to bring, but that'll catch in just about any scenario. You can fish a 5-inch Viejo and burn it up high or super slow or along bumping rocks.
Keep them like browns and reds and oranges on one side, and then you got naturals, you know, your blues and greens. Keep it real simple.
Good call.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Benny, you're on an open boat all day long.
Yes.
And I want to talk a bit about the anhydrous gear. I know that you wear that religiously, right?
Yeah, that's kind of my bread and butter outfit. You know, I wear the Proteus, the lighter one, in the summer.
Okay.
But, yeah, anhydrous is a great all-around. You know, they come with three. You know, you got Hydronaut for when it's colder for the winter. Anhydrous is a good all-around, you know, outerwear. And then Proteus, the lightweight summertime. You know, it's July, and you've got board shorts, flip-flops, and, you know, a technical shirt underneath to keep you dry. And the key thing is that all three are dry.
Right? Yes.
So that's the key. And then, but anhydrous is kind of their higher-end outerwear that just keeps you dry. It's comfortable. July, I mean, I've worn them in July. If you're getting totally washed coming back from the east end of Clemente, yeah, I mean, wear it because you're going to be nice and cool with all the water.
Yeah.
But very comfortable, a lot of storage. Very durable, you know. Sometimes I'll keep the bibs on when I'm cleaning the boat, you know, and cutting fish, you know. They're great bibs for that, and all the blood and stuff just washes right off.
So you cut fish, too? That's part of the package?
That's part of the package, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, we catch a bunch of yellows. I'm going to – it's all part of the service. We'll flay them up pokey ready for
nice.
You know.
You better get some of that fisherman's processing pokey mix on the boat.
Oh, you know,
so
you know,
up, right?
have some just to have on the boat.
Yeah. Because it'd be perfect
just a quick
for that.
Mix and good to go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about that that new AFCO fillet knife?
The fillet knives, I'm finally putting them to work. So they're, I mean, have all
pretty
three
amazing.
Sizes, 8, 10, and 12, just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Comes with a great sheath that comes with, you know, and I have nothing, you know. They just, again, they keep amazing me with things they start adding to their
right.
collection. And with that new guy there that took over for Greg, he's got a lot of things up his sleeve.
You talking about Robbie Gant?
No, Robbie Gant. You know, all the tackle stuff coming up. Don't be surprised what comes in the future.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool, man. Sure.
Let's try and sneak in another quick call.
You got to have a sneak in, Bruce. Bruce is calling from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, great show. Hey Benny.
Thanks.
When you're out fishing, like over the last few days, Southern Current, is there any adjustment you make?
You know what? That Southern Current up at up in Palos Verdes tends to push a lot of cold water, so I try to find the warmer water. Seems like 65 degrees is a sweet spot, and that water temp has fluctuated on one side of the hill that faces the south, which is the San Pedro side, goes from either 59 to 66. So you just try to find warm water. So we adjust. Yeah, we know when south swell comes in, it's going to be really adverse conditions, so I really have to look around. Some of my half-day trips have been known to go as far as Santa Monica, so... you know, from Long Beach to Santa Monica, which is a long run. But that doesn't hurt your, you know, your time. We, you know, you still pay the same amount, but I could tend to run a little far.
Yeah, and you get the fishing time in, too.
Yes.
But it's all about catching the fish.
It's all about catching.
And the product that you have, again, you know, circling back to that, is the difference maker. That Ranger, that motor package that you have, like if you needed to cover some ground and get there in a hurry, you can. And that boat is capable of really moving.
Yeah, if one of my buds tells me, hey, it's the water temp up here is this, and I go, well, what the heck am I doing down here? I'll make that run, you know. It'll be a good time to eat a sandwich. So,
there you go.
Yeah, hold on, though.
Right. Hold on.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves a brand new Anza and a Filet knife. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of a brand new custom Anza fillet knife is going to Rick in Temecula. Rick, congratulations. You are going to love that new knife.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed you are. And I want to mention that great to have Adventure and Camping back on the show here. They're open.
All right.
And ready to roll. So if you want to go do your adventure in the High Sierra, you call the guys up at Adventure and Camping, they're going to set you up right.
Being stuck inside for the last 2 months, I can't get up there fast enough.
Talk about that? Yeah.
I can't get up there fast enough.
Yeah, Ryan Dora and his crew will set you up. So yeah. Adventure and Camping, welcome to them. And also want to mention, too, the Day on the Bay in Mission Bay from CCA is coming up. It's next Saturday, a week from today. Open to everything, boats, kayaks, float tubes, anything that floats, paddle boards, whatever. It's only $25, includes lunch. And for more information, it's going to base out of Dana Landing. And for more information, just check out ccacalifornia.org for the Day on the Bay next Saturday. And Benny Florentino, thank you very much for coming in here and talking about fishing.
Well, always pleasure coming out on the show. And, again, thanks for allowing to make a few phone calls, just, you know, letting the listeners know what's going on.
Yeah.
You can reach me, if you'd like, at Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com. That's my email.
Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com.
Or Instagram, you could DM me at coastal_charters. And then direct 310-779-0397. I can tell you right now I have 2 dates available in June left and then 4 dates available in July.
Wow.
No weekends. And August is kind of open right now, but that's filling up also.
Wow. So once again, Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's fishcoastalcharters.com.
Okay, fishcoastalcharters.com. You can get all those links and all the checkout and all that stuff. All right, Benny. Thanks, Ben, for all you do.
Man.
We appreciate that. Thank you for listening today. Big show today. Big show tomorrow. Tom Green, the SAC spotter pilot's going to be right here in the world headquarters with us 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks to Dave in our 97.3 The Fan studios for all he does, and, of course, Adam for all he does on our app and website and more. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week, or we'll see you tomorrow, right here, 7 to 9 a.m., Tom Green, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.